Describe a new development in the area where you live. A shopping mall, a park.
What transportation do you use the most? What transportation do people use the most? Well, personally, I take subway trains and buses equally often. It's a blessing that our city has a really advanced public transportation system that consists of tons of bus routes and subway lines. They make life a breeze. And as far as I know, most Chinese people prefer going around by the metro or buses rather than driving. Honestly, it's a nightmare to drive in cities because you could easily get yourself into a traffic jam. Is public transportation popular in China? Yes, public transportation is the most popular means to get around in Chinese towns and cities, given the large population. I've traveled to dozens of cities in China by now, and I've found the public transportation is the backbone of the traffic system in every one of them. In spite of the common drawbacks of public transportation, like overcrowding and theft, people do love using the buses and the subway because they're very affordable and accessible. If you know your way around in a city, taking a bus or a subway train is always a good option to get around. What can be improved in public transport services? There are many things that can be improved in public transport services, including efficiency, affordability, and scope. Many public transport services are critiqued by passengers and communities for their lack of efficiency. So, making bus and train routes more efficient and more reliable would encourage more people to use them. Public transport can also be made more affordable for people, and the scope can be increased so that public transportation is available in more locations. What leisure facilities can be used by people of all ages? The first one that comes to mind is aquatic centers. Aquatic centers usually have at least one big pool that people of all ages can swim in, and there's usually a separate pool for children to play in. In the bigger pools, sometimes there are diving boards that more professional swimmers can use to practice. There are also sometimes hot tubs for older people to relax in. There's nothing better than having a long soak after a hard day's work. Besides, libraries can cater to multiple age groups. No matter how old you are, you can find books you love in the library. Do you think young people in your country like to go to the cinema? Yeah, lots of young people in my country like going to the cinema. It's a great way for them to socialize. They can grab dinner, go to the movies, and then talk about whatever movie they just saw together. Going to the cinema is great because of the experience they get to have in the theater. When you see a movie on the big screen, complete with a great sound system, you can really feel immersed in what you're watching. It's a thrilling experience for young people to share. How is the subway system developing in your country? I don't really know a lot about how public transportation is developed in many Chinese cities. But as far as I know, the scale and speed of development of my hometown's metro system is crazy fast. And I assume most big cities in China are the same. Just a decade ago, my hometown didn't have a subway line, but our city has been putting a ton of effort into building the urban metro system. Now we have a web of subway lines that covers most parts of the city.
Yes, go. 淘宝店铺原创